Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow. I tell you now, see, Super Bowl parties, they can be a little tricky, right? So if you're going to a Super Bowl party where you don't really know the host, I don't even know. You're just going because your wife wants to go, meaning she's probably been invited by a friend of the host that's in that group. And so she obviously wants to bring her significant other to the party because you're a guy. Everybody else is going to be there with their significant other. It sounds like it's a bougie Super Bowl party. Who the
sounds
hell?
Like a
quiche? What did he else say? Hummus? What is this stuff?
He said sushi, which I'm in on that.
Like this. They serve this stuff at Super Bowl parties?
I've never been to a Super Bowl party that had any of those things.
Neither have I. I mean, quite frankly, chicken wings and pizza is all you really need food-wise at a Super Bowl party.
Oh, that's all you want?
Yeah, that's all I need.
And then the friend maybe brings some buffalo chicken dip, and then somebody else brings another side.
Okay.
No, but you're right. You can just order wings and pizza.
Yeah, and that's good enough. So just the menu alone lets me know that this party is going to be something that by halftime, you're going to be looking over at the wife like, let's go. You know what I mean? Like,
if we leave now, I can get home by
third quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, Maroon 5 is at halftime. You don't want to see that. Only I want to see Maroon 5. So you leave. By halftime, you're back home to watch the second half of the game. Yeah, you're going to be bailing out of that Super Bowl party by halftime.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you that.
There you go.
Now, it depends on if you live, how far away do you live?
Wait, did you just say, no, I don't want to go? Do you fake it like you fake diarrhea?
No, because here's the thing, right? This is clearly something that would make your significant other happy. And if you're like me, I typically decline all couple type events. Don't invite me to dinner. Don't be inviting me over to your party. None of that stuff.
No couple events.
Like, I'm, especially if I'm not necessarily friends with the guy.
So you don't want to socialize.
Well, yeah, that's not what I do. You know what I mean? So if it's people I know as well, then I'm good with
if
going.
If you're friends with them.
Yeah, but this sounds like this is one of his wives or his girlfriends.
Yeah, he doesn't really know everybody.
Yeah, and he's just going to appease her. Man, we'll go ahead and get the cool points, the brownie points.
So go do it, suck it up, and say, hey, listen, if we get a bail at halftime, we got a bail at halftime.
Right. That's when you come up with the excuse to leave. Bad food, stomach, something ain't right.
Not feeling well, migraine.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
You get there early enough that it won't seem like you just came and left.
Oh, so get there a little early.
Yeah.
Good thinking.
A little early. That way you can do the whole socializing thing. Or she can't, because it's not about you. It's really she wants to be able to go hang out with her girlfriend.
But here's the other thing when you arrive early, the food isn't picked over.
Right.
Dirty hands hasn't touched vegetables or other things like that, or pizza or wings.
Right.
You get the fresher food. You get get a couple egg juices in you and
game
say, hey, you're driving.
6:30. 6:30?
6 something, yeah.
Yeah, get there by 5:30.
There you go.
What are the ground rules for a Super Bowl party? Like, if you were to say, this is my Super Bowl party, this is what can and can't happen. Like, when are you allowed to talk? When you're not allowed to talk? Food?
Oh, no, you can't do that.
No, you go in the kitchen.
No, listen, you can't. Listen, here's the thing. I don't host, but let me just say this.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hosting the party, stop it with all your rules. Like, if you're going to host a Super Bowl party, people are going to talk. People are going to be loud. There's going to be adult beverages flowing. Like, you can't have a Super Bowl party and think everybody's going to be locked in on the TV like you would be if you're watching the game by yourself.
Right. Watch the game by yourself if that's what you want.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do, yeah, watch the game by yourself. But if you're hosting a party, man, host.
Couldn't you see Ben hosting a party and two of his friends are talking about, what would they be talking about? Some TV show that they're watching or Star Wars or something like that.
Well, the thing we always struggle with is we talk about the game, but we don't know whether you're supposed to stop talking during the commercials or not. Because the girls always come in and they want to talk during the commercials. But some people are like, no, the commercials are better than the game.
Not anymore.
Some people go to the bathroom during the game or talk during the game and then watch the commercials.
Commercials suck.
I'll tell you,
this
last
is back when they were better.
And it was weird for me. Last year was the first time I watched the Super Bowl as a fan, obviously, of the team that's in the Super Bowl, and we watched it like a game. Like, we only... Like, you did the socializing during the commercials.
Yeah, no, that you watched it like a game.
When
we
watched the game last year like it was a game
watching. It's almost like it wasn't a Super Bowl party last year.
Right.
It was an Eagles game.
Yes.
It was the biggest Eagles game ever.
Which I rarely get to attend or watch as a fan. Because I know they got to do the post-game show or what have you. Like, last year, I got to enjoy it from the beginning of the day.
As a fan.
As a fan, all the way through. So, I would imagine Sunday... I'm not locked in on the game. Like, I need to watch every play and know every – I don't really care about that. The game is tight. I'll be paying attention. Somebody gets in the scoring area, I'll pay attention. But other than that, I'm enjoying myself, drinking, having, socializing.
Are you just watching at home, or are you
I don't really know yet. That's a good question.
I think I'm just watching at home.
I haven't gotten a text message saying, yeah.
Hey, Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Right.
Same place, same time again.
Right.
That it's been every year for the last decade.
Yeah, you know what? I
haven't gotten that text message yet.
Oh. Well, I'm more than fine with just watching on my couch and
doing
whatever else.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe when the kids get older, I'll want to get out there and do it. It's like I'll be getting them ready for bed when the kickoff's about to go. All right, let's go to – and Ben, what's on your Super Bowl – you're going to a Super Bowl party this year?
No, I'm watching at home. I have a doctor's appointment early Monday morning. I've never watched the game just by myself. I've never actually just watched the game and enjoyed it.
You got a doctor's appointment early Monday.
But yeah, I don't want to go to somebody's house and then get home at 11:30.
Oh, he doesn't want to be out late.
What?
He doesn't want to be out late. He needs to be
snuggled
up in
bed. I just
want to
watch it alone, man. Like,
bed.
I've never tried that. Have you ever just watched the Super Bowl and enjoyed it? There's always something going on around you.
No, I watch it all. I watch it many times without going to a party. I've watched it alone many more times than actually going to a party.
You ever gone to a bar for it? Have you done that?
No, I've never done a Super Bowl at a bar.
Your Super Bowl, 2004
you
Super
watched
Bowl.
It at a bar?
Yeah, I was at a bar. I don't remember why. But back to the phones. Raphael in New York. What's up, Raphael?
What's going on, John?
How are you?
What's up, Raphael?
I'm doing good, man. I'm up here trying to stay warm.
Right.
Listen, this debate about Michael, Jordan, Gretzky, Brady. Mm-hmm. If you talk about who's the most popular and had the most impact, in America or worldwide, you have to go with Michael. But if you talk about who was the most dominant in his sport, it's without a doubt Gretzky. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, I'm not a hockey guy, but if you just look at it, there's no way there could be another person. Gretzky dominated his sport. No, his peers, the guy in second place, is nowhere close to him. So I have to go with Ben with this.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, just the pure numbers where he led the league in 1-2, starting at 19 years old, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8 straight years where he led the league in scoring, and then 2 years he did great but didn't lead it. And then, I mean, we're talking about over 100 points, which I don't think Giroux has done once, maybe, Claude Giroux.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had the impact of other players in here. But
here's the thing I would say, Raphael, and here's where my pushback would be against that.
Okay, go ahead.
You dominated the way that he dominated in a league that I don't think was as competitive balanced as the NBA was. And yet, he still won fewer titles than Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but come on. You were a professional athlete. You know, when it comes to sports, especially team sports like hockey, basketball, that it's just not one person.
We're not doing a topic on teams. We're doing a topic on individuals.
On goats.
Yeah, this is about one person. That's what this is about. One person.
Okay, so let's go individual. If you go by individual, what they've done in the sport, without a doubt, it's Gretzky. He dominated.
Yeah, but here's what I'm telling
you. Individual.
I got you, but this is how we separate them. because you can dominate individually, but it's not impressive if you don't win as much.
Last 12 years he was like, in the league, he didn't win a Stanley Cup.
Now, how about that?
Last
12 years in the NHL, he didn't win a Stanley Cup. So while he dominated for that period.
But is that an all-time of all, of better, bigger than Jordan?
No! That's what I'm
or
saying.
Or TB?
Again, Wayne Gretzky is the great one. He's just not the greatest one.
Right.
He's just not the greatest one. You can dominate an individual sport, and then we have to look at the sport and say, well, what was the level of competition who was the second best player during that time?
Ben, who was the second best player? I guess Mario Lemieux for the second half of his career.
And Mario Lemieux or Gordie Howe.
You know why? I'm going on sacred ground here. You know why some people or a lot of people don't give Wilt Chamberlain the greatest of all time title?
Didn't win the championship.
Because he didn't win titles. That's why.
And Bill Russell did, and they had a much better team.
But Wilt has all the individual numbers. He has all the individual numbers.
Gretzky has Wilt numbers.
Yes.
He does. You look at what he did even as a young player. He had Wilt numbers. But Wilt, like you said, is never now people that are older, like Angelo or guys
Hill
like that, they'll tell you they don't want to hear this Michael Jordan's the best of all time. But I would say most people, when you bring up Wilt, they acknowledge the dominance, but he won two?
Yeah, and only won one during that dominant era. When he won the other one with the Lakers, it was late in his career.
Wait, did he win three altogether then?
I thought he won two. He won one with the Warriors, and he won one with the Lakers.
76ers.
That was the Philadelphia Warriors, right?
Let me see. Two times, 67 and 72. Yep. And you're talking about 13-time All-Star. We know the accomplishments.
Yeah,
we know the accomplishments.
We know the individual numbers.
All the people we're talking about here.
Yeah.
We're talking about the greats of the greats.
Well, think about this with Brady. He doesn't own every passing record.
No, not even close.
Exactly.
No, he's not even close.
So there are guys that have better passing numbers than Tom Brady. So it's just not about the numbers.
No, it's not about individual statistics.
No. Or it's just not about that.
It's part of it.
The championships have to matter when you're talking about one great talent versus another great talent. Well, how do you separate the guys? I mean, we got to use championships.
It's tough.
Yeah, we got to use championships.
It's a balance of everything. It really is. You know, and the Gretzky stats that are ridiculously off the chart, the fact that he got his cups early in his career. Once he left Edmonton, he never won again. Hmm. 888-729-9494.
And that's part of the equation there.
It has to mean something,
right?
It
has to mean something.
I mean, if Tom Brady, after he turned 35, stopped winning Super Bowls, you know, you can't say he's old because he hasn't.
Right. Yeah, if Tom Brady, imagine had Tom Brady not won another Super Bowl since our Super Bowl. That was, 12 years ago?
Yep.
Right? That's about what? No, it's 15 years ago. 2005. It's 2019, 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if Tom Brady hadn't won since our Super Bowl. He wouldn't be in the greatest conversation.
It wouldn't be close.
It wouldn't be in the greatest conversation. It
really wouldn't be. 888-729-9494. Signature moments, too. Brady, Jordan. You're talking about iconic signature moments.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But probably, as far as the moments, probably no one will ever be as big as Jordan with that. Right, with some of the shots, the Craig Elo shot, the dunking from the foul line, the pushing off on Byron Russell to get that final shot right there.
And he did push off.
Everybody knows it.
I don't even know if people would say Tom Brady's the greatest football player ever.
Well, that's, you know.
They'll give him the greatest quarterback. Some will. Most will.
Who's the greatest football player?
Some will say Jim Brown. Some will say Lawrence Taylor, Reggie White, Joe Montana.
Well, those some would be incorrect, Ike. 888-729-9494. By the way, Dear Ike, brought to you by the Philly Pretzel Factory. John Ritchie wants to come to your football party for the big game this Sunday. And you know what he's bringing, Ike? Philly. No, that's Ben's party.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.